What about different kinds of bread?
Cornbread. Usually, you know, cornbread, it lasts long because it's heavy. Well, a light bread, you know, it's light and everything, and it won't last as long as cornbread because cornbread is kind of heavy, you know. And it sticks, they say, to your guts.
Why do they think they call it soul food?
Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's good for you. It'll save you.
If you want to find out how much a person is eating, you'd say, how many times
do you eat?
Or if you're talking about a particular day, you'd say, how many times?
How many times a day do you eat?
Or if you're talking about today, you'd say, well, today.
Today I ate.
You're asking the same question. Today, how many times?
Today, how many times did you eat?
If you had guests and it was time for dinner, you had to prepare the food, you would say, well, excuse me, I'm going to
fix dinner.
Or just I'm going to
cook.
No, little kids are known for when they get ready to go to bed, asking for a glass of
water.
Or a glass
of milk.
In the morning for breakfast, you drink coffee and milk, and also you might have a
glass of juice.
If you want to let people know that you drink a lot of milk, and they ask you, well, you know, what do you drink? You say, well, milk.
I drink a whole lot of milk.
And what do you say when people, when you have a dinner and you have guests, when they come to the table,
sit down.
What about in serving food? If you want them to get their own food, you say, well,
we all just home folks, just reach over and get what you want.
Or you say, you not necessarily want someone to be free about getting their food.
But just feel welcome to get anything you want off the table.
If you want to check on a child, see if he was drinking the proper amount of liquid, you'd ask him, well, how much water
had he drunk?
Well, you ask him, talking to him, you say,
how much water did you drink?
How much have you drank? If you were explaining to people how tired you were when you came from work, how you came in right away and you got the paper and took a chair, because I was so tired, I came in and
just flopped down.
What do you call food that you say that you served yesterday that you were using again for the next meal? He said, this food is not, I didn't cook today, it's just
leftovers.
Or another term for food that you're using again.
Mm-hmm.
You call it reheated or whatever?
Warm it up. I'd warm up.
If there was someone who was selling rings on the street and you're sure that they weren't real, you said those are fakes, they're not
genuine.
If there were two groups of boys standing on the corner and the boys on the left side of the street, someone threw a rock and broke a window and the policeman came up and went to the boys on the right side of the street, you'd say it wasn't these boys, it was
them boys.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the red vegetable that you slice?
A tomato.
When you have a few, several of them.
Tomatoes.
What about the things that make tears in your eyes when you cut?
Onions.
If you wanted to let your husband know that you're very tired after going to work, you'd tell him you wanted to let him know that you worked.